The former warlord-turned-president, Charles Taylor, is accused of supporting the Revolutionary United Front rebels during Sierra Leone's decade-long civil war. The rebel group was notorious for training drug-addled child soldiers who went on to torture, rape, and in thousands of cases, amputate the hands and feet of their civilian victims. Even before his arrest in Nigeria last week, there was confusion about where Taylor would end up. Nigeria had lifted his asylum status and handed him over to Liberian authorities on the request of the new Liberian president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. From there, Taylor was sent to a UN-backed special court in Freetown. But officials in both Liberia and Sierra Leone question whether any government in the region can provide the security needed to hold Taylor. They note that he once successfully escaped from a prison in the United States, and just last week he fled his guarded government compound in Nigeria before being apprehended near the border with Cameroon. President Johnson Sirleaf has requested his transfer to The Hague. Liberian journalist Frank Sinwarla of Radio Veritas in Monrovia says Liberians have mixed feelings about current developments and about whether Mr. Taylor should ultimately face trial in Freetown or The Hague.
Some Liberians felt before the arrest of Mr. Taylor, and they still feel now, that the request to turn him over to the court was not timely because we have a young democracy and a very fragile security situation. Then there's another school of thought. Some Liberians feel that it's appropriate to send Mr. Taylor to be tried for war crimes he allegedly committed in Sierra Leone. Many Liberians feel that a transfer of Taylor's trial to The Hague would help to ease whatever tension that may erupt. I would say most Liberians feel that the environment in Freetown is not conducive for free, fair trial. So there's a lot of support for the transfer, mainly because of security reasons.
Frank Sinwarla notes that Charles Taylor has a reputation for being charismatic and flamboyant, so people in both Liberia and Sierra Leone think a trial in The Hague might resemble that of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. Nonetheless, they also believe Mr. Taylor would probably reveal significant information at his trial. Sierra Leonean journalist Andrew Kerma has just returned to Freetown after conducting a vox pop, or opinion poll, outside the capital on views of the first stage of Charles Taylor's trial.
It has the overwhelming support of the public. They are now satisfied that Charles Taylor has been brought to justice. I mean, he's been arrested. That's what they are really concerned about. The only other thing that we picked up in the voice box and the public opinion view was their concern for safety.
According to Mr. Krama, Sierra Leoneans doubt whether their country can provide enough security to hold Mr. Taylor. Nigerian journalist Sunday Dare also suggests that based on reactions following Taylor's brief disappearance from Nigerian custody and his subsequent arrest, most Nigerians think the wily former Liberian president should be forced to account for his crimes.
Especially considering Nigeria's investment in terms of human and material resources. Remember that Nigeria actually helped to quell the crisis in Sierra Leone and Liberia. So to a large extent, they think what is happening now is important to serve as a lesson for other leaders.
Mr. Dare acknowledges that remnants of Taylor's army are still around, and he quotes Liberian President Johnson Sirleaf, who says that Taylor still poses a threat to the region's security.
Don't drop him here. Take him away.
Sunday Dare stressed that Mr. Taylor is the first African leader to be brought before the UN court.
Clearly, I think there's a need for a precedent. Africa for a long time has been really torn apart and destroyed through international civil wars. When you talk about closure, what the accuser wants to say is that the accused, apart from just explaining, is able to pay some kind of restitution. I think at this point, with what is happening about the Rwandan genocide, it's no time to lose momentum. It's time to really bring people to account for what they did.
The UN Security Council is expected to put forward a resolution on a change of venue to The Hague. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.